Steve, I digress. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll talk about burning. The story's a slow burn, if you like, half nice a segue word. Again at the hangar. We're in a holding pattern out there. As Whitey mentioned earlier, North have put on a soft deadline.
Do you know what that is? Today.
Well, it's not a hard deadline. It's sort of they don't want to upset Clark. They don't want to upset Clark, but they'd like to know.
But so what? At 5 o'clock, if he hasn't got back to them, what happens?
I still think they want Clarko, but it's like a prod saying, we'd like you just to hurry up a little bit, please, if you can. So big day for Clarko, obviously, to make up with some sort of decision. North, you'd think, is still in the mix a little bit because Rutten at this stage is turning up to work as usual.
Well, we know that the Giants are not in the mix.
They're not in the mix. So Ben Rutten, full credit to him. On the way in and the way out of work
yesterday.
Well, he's
turned up again today.
Yeah, well, handling himself well. I mean, he has to go through this process. There's no doubt, half, that he won't be coaching Essendon this year. That'd be a miracle. But for payout reasons and whatever, you have to go through the game, if you like.
It's belittling. I don't like this at all. I'm very uncomfortable with this. And this isn't isolated to Essendon. It was the David Teague situation last year. Carlton was unsavoury as well at times. I don't like this at all. Because clearly, everyone on the planet knows that Ben Rutten won't be coaching Essendon next year. Everyone on the planet. And they're putting him through this. I'm very uncomfortable with this.
Well, there may be some movement today, half, so we can hope for that. Now, Zach Merritt was interesting on AFL 360. Whitey, you'll remember that he put off contract talks. He really wanted to know a lot about the direction of the footy club. It's fair to say he was a little bit flat last night when talking about... Well, the direction of the club in the past 48 hours.
It's a unique one. I think I copped a bit of criticism probably last year for holding out a contract about direction of the club. And to be sitting here in a bit of mess 12 months later is a bit disappointing, but also I've committed long-term to the club and really can, hopeful that in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 months that they get really clear on what they want to achieve and how we're going to achieve it. And I'll fall into line massively on that path, but I'm not going to put a date on or hope that it's exactly right on Tuesday.
So you would be a bit deflated if you're Zach Merritt, wouldn't you?
Why?
Well, he was looking for some direction at the club. He thought he signed on to the club long-term thinking, well, this is the direction we're going. And now things have changed, Whitey.
So you think you'd be upset if Alistair Clarkson walked through the door on Friday or next week?
No, but I'm just saying that it was quite open there the way he said he admitted that we're in a bit of a mess.
If he was copying grief from within the football club for not committing, which is what he was alluding to there, then I'd be annoyed too.
Yeah, I'd be disappointed if I was him because when he signed, he was confident that the club was heading in the right direction.
But there was an accusation of not being loyal and committing to the future of the club when the club's been not really committing to itself in the last little while.
But isn't it committing to its future because it's wanting to get it right?
But there was a picture would have been painted very differently at the time when he was signing his deal at the end of last year.
Yes. Yeah.
So if he was copying internal grief, I think he's entitled to have a bit of a beef.
Was he copying internal grief?
Well, that's what I read into that.
Internal and external.
I think external's fine. No dramas. But internal, I reckon that's fine.
Well, external grief, Nick Hines copped some, hasn't he? For a fairly low-key player, there was vision, of course, that they showed on Footy Classified where he appeared to be ignoring the coach, Ben Rutten. When you look at it in full context, it's perhaps not so bad. Nick Hine, even he was pounced on by journos out at Tullamarine yesterday. This is his take.
I'd just been tackled pretty heavily and it's just come to the bench, and that's really all there is to it. I was listening to him for sure. I've got a great relationship with Truck. We joke all the time, and I do. I've got a great relationship with him, so there wasn't really anything to it.
Does he have the support of the players going into the Savo?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think the barista at the cafe is the only person who hasn't been pounced out there in the last 2 days.
Well, you've got a barista on fire. You've got a couple up your sleeve, haven't you?
Baristas. I used to have a couple of little snouts that were baristas.
that was a bit cheeky, I reckon, because in the context of that particular clip, that was from the North Melbourne game the week before. He'd just come to the bench after giving away a 50-metre penalty. That was a bit soft, and there was almost a bit of a joke between Rutten and Hind about, you know, that he was a bit unlucky to give away 50 for that. So I thought that was a bit cheeky.
Yeah. Anyway, we move on. I think we've
seen a photo of Mike Clayton at 7 Mile Golf on the Twittersphere. Looks very cold, but it's a beautiful sunrise over there in Hobart.
I was a bit cold that night, though. I
said, well, there's some. No, I'm not going to go there.
No, there wasn't.
No, I'm not going there.
Well, half Collingwood Carlton's sellout, which is just massive on Sunday, isn't it? Footy's back in business.
Is it a sellout?
I've got people.
Is the G sold out?
Yeah, texting for tickets. It's at grand final levels.
Is it really?
A sellout. You can't get into the game at the moment. So isn't that a wonderful thing after what we've been through with COVID?
Wow.
Now, I have got some Collingwood news. Perhaps Phil can cut this up for the promo. I just want to set a marker for him, okay, Phil, if you're out there. Now, a lot of talk about Dugowie.
I can't do this anymore.
We won't mention the promo again. Jordan Dugowie, a lot of speculation half about Willie Iwone. I can confirm he 100% will play. He had that hip flexor, so he's good to go.
Oh, not sign on, just play.
We'll play.
Right, okay.
So he will play a huge game. Now, the other curly one is Jack Ginnivan. Now, he went in, we thought he'd done a hamstring. He went in for a scan. My mail is there wasn't a lot to see on the scan. And in fact, I wouldn't rule him out playing this week. So he's a young bloke, just felt a bit of tightness in the hammy. He wouldn't have been used to having a hammy at the age of 18 or 19.
Just some awareness.
Maybe some awareness and a watching brief on Jack Ginnivan. I wouldn't rule him out totally for this week. In fact, he'd be a certainty to play in the finals because I believe there's not as much in it as we thought half.
What percentage would you give Jack? Oh, balloons! Of playing?
I'd give him a percentage. 50% chance of playing. And at this time... 2 days ago, he was zero. So he's in the mix.
It's all falling apart for Carlton. Next thing you'll say, Taylor Adams is going to play. Mick McGuan will play.
Yeah.
If Gavin Brown will play.
Presti's back.
Forward.
Peter McKenna.
It's Peter Dacos plays. That'd be special.
Yeah. But the other interesting thing is Callum Archie's not playing yet half. I mean, it's all right for Cripps to be out there running around. He's going to miss another week with a concussion. Like, you just got to scratch your head a little bit.
Is Tanner Bruin going to play this week?
He'll have a week off with...
how can that happen? He's got concussed.
Yeah.
Cordy's going to play.
Yeah, Cordy's going to play. So,
hang on a second. Yeah. You just changed your tune.
No, but it just shows you the velocity of what happened in that.
It just shows you that sometimes there are incidents in football.
Bad luck in footy.
But he didn't do anything wrong.
No one did.
Ace Cordy, some of the stuff that was said... Zane Cordy, sorry. It was an ace defence. Some of the things that were said in that tribunal hearing last night, some people should not be allowed in that hearing again with some of the things that were saying being said.
Who are you?
Well, suggesting that Ace Cordy, Zane Cordy, should have done something different.
Blues.
It was inferring that he bumped too hard. It was unreasonable.
He should have corralled instead of Shepherd. Shepherd, he should have just used his arms and not, like, serious.
Well, that had to be the prosecution's case.
That's just wasting time, isn't it? Really?
Wasting time and money. Whoa. Just to think that you got QCs, you've got tribunal members involved, that it's the catering issue with the sandwiches and whatever. Half, that was ridiculous.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah, but they get
catered.
How
do we get to the chicken and avocados?
Yeah, but they get catered, so it all adds into the...
They got plenty of money there.
Yeah, the cost of footy.
Yeah,
I mean, the fact that, as we've mentioned, the fact that it took until 9 p.m. on the Sunday night before this to be taken to the tribunal, I think it was a line ball one. Chris O's handballed it off for a look, probably with AFL influence as well. It would have gone higher. But when you look at it, it was a waste of time because the tribunal said he wasn't vulnerable. Bruin had sufficient opportunity to prepare and the degree of force applied by Cordy was not excessive.
No, I disagree about the waste of time. It was a chance for the conversation to be had, and that's okay.
I'm happy with the conversation to be had, but I wasn't happy with the contents of the conversation.
But there had to be a prosecution. So what else are you going to try and prosecute him for?
Well, I just think we just... Okay, what's happened? Tell us what happened. Okay, no dramas. Okay, we'll let it go. You can't tell.
But what if he goes up and he says something outrageously stupid?
Well, then you're prosecuted.
And then you've got to go through the whole case again. So you might as well prosecute it to what you think you can get from an AFL perspective and then defend it. I thought the system worked really well.
The defence told them, corral. Like, seriously, just corral, like you're corralling a sheep, like you're a sheepdog.
They said you should have put your arms out to Shepherd, and Cordy said, if I did that, I could have had a dislocated shoulder.
Which was a very fine point.
So that was fair enough.
Sometimes there's injuries in the game, that's what we're saying, Steve.
Just quickly, Dan Hannabury's trying to get up for this week against his old side, so it'd be good to see Dan run around. There's no guarantee we'll see him again, as good as he's been. So out of contract at the end of the year, he's had those calf and soft tissue injuries, and as Johnny Bowden's been talking about, the COVID cops. few fines there just for a lack of paperwork, compliance, not testing on time and not downloading photos of the tests appropriately.
The old vax vault. Yes, yeah, you've got to upload your photos.
So the Swans copped $100,000, 50 of 100. Which is under the soft cap.
That's brutal.
So, it's a good look for the AFL, though, to be coming out with this, isn't it? Just to say we're vigilant, we're cracking down on it.
But why? Nobody else is doing that at the moment.
Well, they need to sort of monitor the COVID testing. Why? I didn't know there was a COVID force out there that was monitoring this, but obviously they are.
So. Oh, there's COVID compliance officers everywhere. Every club's got a CCO, and I'm sure the AFL have clearly got their own overarching person in charge of all that. Clearly, if they're dishing out fines and forensically analysing the data. But nobody else is worrying about that stuff at the moment. So the only reason the AFL do it is because of the government handouts they get and the assistance they get from the government to play within the regulations. Yeah.
We've got to go to Rocket, but just briefly, half as in the AFLW program, are you as coach, how often do you test?
Twice a week.
Yep. Upload the photos?
Yep.
Send them off to where?
No, it just goes into the app, and wherever it goes. I don't know.
Oh, there's an
app? Yeah. Well, where there is. There's an app for everything these days, Steve-O. So you upload your photo, send it through, somebody gets it, and you just continue on until you've got the second red line.
Yep.
Which I refuse to have because, as you know, it's a mindset. And I just won't accept it.
All good. This is the Saints, just like firewood.
Great song. 28 past 7. You've got hungry eyes. You're very sexy, Mark. Very sensual man this morning. We appreciate it.